heaven's table and I am blessed. Then I have found Father, we love you. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you for next level for everyone here. For the higher ground, a higher ground, a higher ground spiritually, a higher ground in life, a higher ground in destiny. Stand on your feet and establish it. A higher ground spiritually, a higher ground in life, a higher ground in all realms. Lift your voice and appreciate. Speak at a higher ground, a higher ground, a higher realm. Lift me up and let me stay. I feel on heaven, heaven's table. Thank you, Master, for a higher ground spiritually, higher ground in all realms. I see the burden lifting from somebody just now. I see the weight being lifted. I see the pressure being lifted. I see help from above. Receive it now. In Jesus' name, please be seated. Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 22. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of October.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you. All of a life spent with you.
The light of the world.
your pardon. Here I am, here I am to serve. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. The blessing and your joy, part one. The blessing and your joy, part one. The blessing of the Lord is a major doorway to joy and fulfillment in life. Blessed people are excited people. Blessed people are fulfilled people. There is one way to know a man, a woman that is blessed. They exude joy. They exude peace. They exude fulfillment. To be rich does not mean to be blessed. Because there are rich people that are buried in sorrow. There are wealthy people that can have a peaceful night. They can boast of 2 hours uninterrupted sleep. All manner of fears and pressures and tension. The blessing is beyond wealth. It's a sorrow-free, tension-free living. To be blessed. Is to be guaranteed joy. Why does the blessing... How does the blessing lead to fulfillment? First of all, the blessing makes people. The blessing makes people is behind the making of people. It makes. The meaning of that is the blessing processes people unto destiny. When God places the blessing on your life, that blessing takes you into the realm of God's purpose for your life. It processes unto destiny. And nothing grants fulfillment like the fulfillment of destiny. Nothing grants joy like being who you are meant to be. The blessing makes people. Second, the blessing attracts resources. Classified, the blessing attracts resources supernaturally. And that will establish fulfillment. The blessing, let me say it like this, it magnetizes relevant resources, relevant human, financial, and other resources that will be needed for a fulfilled life. It magnetizes resources, relevant human, relevant material, and other resources that may be needed, that would be needed for a fulfilled life. So blessed people are also blessed with people. They are blessed with people. Relevant people. The blessing of God positions the right people in your life. It makes you connect with those you are meant to connect with. It makes your path to cross with those who are important to your destiny. As well as connecting you with the resources you need for life. What a blessing to be blessed. And one of the greatest assets of people is people. The same way that one of the greatest liabilities of people is also people. So the blessing attracts resources. Thirdly, the blessing eliminates struggles. It eliminates struggles. And what does that mean? It means that the blessing of God forbids the spell of labor without reward. The spell of labor without reward. There are so many people whose lives are filled with that plague of labor without reward. The blessing of God forbids it. Struggle deleted. You labor, you see the reward of your labor. You walk, you see the fruit of your walk by the blessing of God. Fourthly, number four, the blessing of God eliminates the climate of sorrow and depression. It maketh it addeth no sorrow. It eliminates the climate of sorrow and depression. What is the meaning of that? It means that the blessing of God attracts the climate of joy, celebration, and fulfillment. The climate of joy, celebration, and fulfillment. I've been around people that God has blessed. Not just materially, but blessed in several realms. And one thing that you cannot miss when you hang around them is this vibrancy, this excitement. I mean, everything is just, you are just happy in that climate. You are just happy in that climate. And finally, the blessing brings progress and acceleration to life. Progress and acceleration. When a man is blessed, when a woman is blessed, life goes forward. What does that mean? I'd like you to take this very seriously because this is Blessing Sunday. What does it mean when we say the blessing brings progress and acceleration to life? You saw that in the book of Genesis chapter 26. Isaac sowed in that land in verse 12. The Lord blessed him and he went forward. Verse 13, and he went forward. The man was great and went forward. He was great and went forward. Because the blessing of God was upon him, he went forward. The blessing brings progress and acceleration. What does it mean? First, it means that the blessing handles stagnation and delay in life. When the blessing of God is upon you, as it is coming upon someone this morning, that spell of stagnation and that spell of delay is arrested. It handles stagnation and handles delays in life. What is meant to take you 1 year is not permitted to take you 10 years. What is meant to take you 1 week is not permitted to take you a whole year. If the blessing is upon you, you go forward, you move forward. And I speak to everyone here today and everyone connected around the world to this Blessing Sunday service. Every place. plague of delay in your life is over right now. Every spell of stagnation in your life is over right now. Whatever the devil is delaying in your life, whatever the devil has arrested in your life, that plague is over right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. And so, if you are experiencing the making of God by the blessing, and you are seeing resources by the blessing, and you are free from struggle because of the blessing, and free, of course, from sorrow and depression because of the blessing, and you are seeing progress because of the blessing, there is no doubt joy is full. There is no doubt excitement is mandatory. The meaning is, whatever you do to attract the blessing will establish your joy. Anything you do to attract the blessing of God in your life will multiply your joy. Whatever you do to attract the blessing of God in your life will multiply your joy. Will multiply your joy. Will multiply your joy. What do we do then? And who are the people? What generation of people are the generation who see the blessing of God? Because there are many churchgoers who have not smelt or tasted or perceived the blessing of God. What generation of people are the generation that see the blessing of God? First of all, Psalm 24, verse 5 to 6. Psalm 24, verse 5 to 6, he said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of Jacob of his salvation. And who is that that shall receive the blessing? This is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O Jacob, or seek thy face, O God of Jacob. This is the generation of them that seek him. Who are the people that qualify for the blessing? Number one, the generation of those who seek the face of the God of Jacob. The generation of those who seek the face of the God of Jacob. They are the generation that are qualified for the blessing. That was why he said in the book of Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's not the generation that seek money that see the blessing. It's not the generation that seek human connection that see the blessing. It's not the generation that put themselves first. God knows, you know, the devil knows. Those who love you know, those who hate you know, that God is your number one passion. That God is central to your life. Even the enemies of Daniel could not deny that Daniel was a passionate lover of God. He said, if you want to make Daniel to sin, ask him to go against his God. If you want to catch him, tell him not to go to church. The generation that seek the Lord are the generation of the blessed. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. I prophesy to everyone here today who is passionately seeking God. I declare to you, the evidence of your search for God shall be clear to your neighbors, shall be clear to your family, shall be clear in your community. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. When you wake up in the morning, seek God first. Don't do phone first. When resources touch your hand, consider God and your obligations first, not other things. When you see food, appreciate God first, not rush at the food. Seek God first means that every major matter of your life, God must be central, must be consulted. When you get a job offer, your first consideration is not the salary. How much is the pay? That is what, oh, this one is 400,000. Oh, this one is 250. Oh, this one is 100,000. Okay, I'll take the job of 400,000. Even if that job takes them to hell, they will take that job. Why? Because God is not central. So the critical thing is, what is your major consideration in your life's decision? It determines the extent to which you can be blessed of God. The generation that seek the Lord are the generation that see the blessing. Number two, what generation? It is the generation that understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. It is the generation that understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, God speaking to Abraham, he said, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. The reason why I am giving you the promise of my blessing, Abraham, is so that you can be a blessing. I am giving you the promise of the blessing so that you can be a blessing. The generation of people who understand the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving are the generation who see the blessing. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. Abraham came back from the slaughter, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. This is about 450 years before the law of Moses came to talk about the tithe. So the tithe is nothing, it's not about law at all. It is about covenant. At the place of the release of the blessing, that was the point of the covenant exchange. It is those who understand the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. As far as we remain on this earth, if there must be a receiving, there will be a release. If there must be a harvest, there will be a sowing. And it is scriptural. And the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, talking about seed. And people say, is he talking about money? No, seed, yes. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. So he's talking of seed and he's talking of giving. Beloved, in this kingdom, the generation that understands the blessing, covenant of releasing and receiving, are the generation of the blessed. Some people argue and they say, but unbelievers who don't know anything about giving and receiving, some of them are prospering. Maybe you need to ask some of them in detail. So, and then there are two different systems. There is the kingdom system and the worldly system. And each system has its rule and its laws. Am I communicating at all? Now, you don't know the details of what some of them do. You don't know the covenant details that they have. Some of them in the occult realm, some of them in all manner of realms. You don't know the demands placed on them. You have no idea at all. Am I communicating at all? But if you want to follow the kingdom system and see the results of the kingdom, then you do kingdom principles. We have men from the beginning, Abraham, including men in history, like John D. Rockefeller and R.G. Lotonou, and several of the world-renowned men and women who understood and embraced the covenant principles of the kingdom. And it worked for them, and it's working like fire. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? For as much as God blesses you, and you will remember the God who blessed you, and you will remember that you didn't give yourself the resources. Let me release first to the God who gave me, and let me bless his work and bless his kingdom, and also bless the poor. You will never ever be stranded. The generation that understands. And I prophesy to every faithful giver, every committed giver, every fighter, and everyone who is faithful in kingdom releases and kingdom giving. I prophesy your harvest is released now. Every devil that is holding back your harvest anywhere, that devil is arrested in the name of Jesus. What is yours is released. It is the generation that understands the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. And finally, is the generation that walk in uprightness before God. The generation that walks in uprightness before God. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the Bible talked about a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And the Bible said his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. God blessed him. He was the greatest. It is the generation of them that walk in uprightness. Listen. You cannot follow the pathway of crookedness and end in the place of blessedness. Crookedness. Double deals. Fraudulent operation. Duping, cheating people. Living in crooked ways. Living in ungodly ways. It is not possible. Job was straight, feared God, and then straight. He was straight. He eschewed and hated evil. And this man became the greatest of all the men. Listen, beloved, it is possible to be upright and then be right up. Some people say if you do it well in Nigeria, you cannot succeed. That devil is a bastard liar. That is it. We have found it in scripture that it is possible to have integrity and have authority. It is possible to have integrity and also have prosperity. It is throughout scripture that it is possible. Many people close their doors as far as God is concerned because they want to do it the way the world does it. Right? The way the world does it. It doesn't work that way. Beloved, if there is anywhere to make amends, make amends. Join the generation that seek the Lord. Join the generation that understand the blessing covenant of releasing and receiving. Join the generation that walk in uprightness before God. A testimony came from a particular sister called Sister Annabelle. She said, good morning, sir. Hope you had a good night rest, sir. Daddy, I just want to thank God and also thank you for giving us the opportunity to be part of what God is doing in Dunamis through the broadcast seed. Since the announcement and my involvement, God has changed my story. God just gave my company a national monitoring contract, which gives us the opportunity of creating huge impact in the agricultural sector and ensuring food security in Nigeria. Please, sir. We are about to deploy about 578 field agents in 14 states. And we need the blessing of a spiritual father and a transfer of mantle. This came as opportunity was given to be involved. Bam! Zeros, multiple zeros that God opened up. God does not owe any man, but we owe everything we have to him. And today, someone's life is changing for the better. If you are that person, you will stand up with a louder shout of amen. Take your seat because you didn't stand well and then you stand well now. Now stand up with a louder shout of amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the great I am that I am. Appreciate Jehovah Rophe Kamekadesh. Keren Yesha, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify his precious name. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lift your voice for 1 minute and thank him for the word you just heard. For the climate of his presence, the climate of the anointing, the climate of his move just now. Lift your hands, lift your voice and thank him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. Be thou glorified. Be thou praised. Be thou worshipped. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we love you. Everyone here today, I'm rushing because of time. We need to take the communion and release the blessing. But you are here this morning and you know you need Jesus in your life. You need to be born again. You need to be saved. You know God is not happy with you for one reason or the other. You need to make your ways right with God. And you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender myself to God. I want to be forgiven of my sins. Maybe you are backslid and you want to return back to God. Maybe you are tied down by a lifestyle, ungodly, unholy, filthy lifestyle, and you want that yoke broken. Or anything else you want God to set you free from. Anywhere you are, place your right hand on your chest. And if you are watching via the satellite, the internet, online, also place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All those who pray that prayer, they're already coming out. Carry your Bibles and bags and quickly. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Lord, I give you my
I'll give you the count of 7-1 and rush forward quickly and join us here.
Give you my soul.
2. 3.
Lord. Every breath that I
every
take,
moment I'm away,
every moment I'm away.
Quickly come surrender.
Have your
everybody,
way.
Body, sing.
Lord, I
give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. I live for you. I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Of your will, Lord.
Have your own.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Keep coming, keep coming. Come make your way right to Jesus. Keep coming. 5, 6, and 7. Keep coming. Everybody, body sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Everybody, body sing.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away.
Moment
I'm away. Have your way. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. If you are coming, come quickly. Those of us on our seats, please take your seat and place your right hand on your chest, everyone, and lift up the other hand and pray this prayer after me. All of you out here right now, say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, I mean it, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you and help to do your will. I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace is released upon you. Fresh help is released upon you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for these people. Let not one of them remain the same. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you. Cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Hold on 1 minute. While we do that, everyone stretch forth your two hands and receive the blessing upon your hands before we take the communion, do announcement communion, and then release of the blessing. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that what is yours shall look for you. Systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In Jesus' precious name. One more time for everyone who is faithful in giving and faithful in releasing and faithful in kingdom practices. No devil shall make a mockery of you. No devil shall make a mockery of your going to church. No devil shall make a mockery of your sowing. And for everyone who is incapacitated, your monies are tied down. You know what to do, but things are not working well. I prophesy that yoke of the devil is broken. Your resources are released. What is yours is released. The system shall not sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' name. All right, quickly go on ahead and pick up your offerings and tithes and pledges. And while you are doing so, listen carefully to this. Everyone who is online as well, the details are on the screen. I prophesy your harvest. I prophesy your resources. I prophesy your releases. Every testimony God gives us in the house, I declare the same testimony is yours where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, multiplied harvest is your portion in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead. If you have any difficulty, let us know, and then we'll let you know what to do. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You have your offerings now. Lift it up with a shout of praise. Father, bless every hand lifted in giving, and let the hands lifted never drop to beg. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name.
Oluwa etobi, etobi yo. Etobi,
Oluwa, Oluwa,
Oluwa, Etobi, Etobi, oh, Etobi. Kosenta lefi shakawere leo, Etobi. Kosenta lefi shafiwere leo, Etobi, Oluwa.
Everybody sing Oluwa,
Oluwa, Etobi. Etobi, 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 Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi,
Etobi, Etobi,
Etobi,
give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. We are about to take the communion shortly. And after that, we shall be proclaiming and pronouncing the blessing. How many of you enjoy the month of love? Some people say, oh, that month was too short or whatever. But I want you to know the message series are available. This is MP4. That is the video version of it. Of all the messages of the month. That's right. The supernatural shift, the character of love, and this is there. And then we have also the MP3 of them. So you can go, the Bible says, once God has spoken and twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. In the month of October, we shall be experiencing supernatural shift in joy and fulfillment. Joy, joy, joy. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. In the month of October, your joy shall be fulfilled. Your joy must be fulfilled. Everything that you cannot be sitting down and scream like that. It is supernatural shift in joy and fulfillment. Whatever will cause your joy to be full this month, God will deliver in your hands. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so the message series now, like last month, this is also a month where we haven't taken this kind of subject for the whole month. And so ensure that you are going to just discover and unravel what is it that will provoke fulfillment. I mean, just wait until you hear the messages. Hallelujah. And every demon of depression and demon of calamity and sorrow around your life is cursed to death forever in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. We have a church workforce meeting immediately after the second service, very sharply to look at, give the Lord a big clap of hand, to look at a few things. To look at a few things very, very, very quickly. And I'll give you a hint of one or two of them. We go outside to do outreach. And coming Sunday will be a major outreach. It's going to be a Holy Ghost service. How many of you know that the Holy Ghost is the secret of joy? And so next Sunday is a Holy Ghost service. And you are going to invite friends and loved ones until the whole of this place, gallery, everywhere is filled up and down. I want you to do that and let us recover all the things that the coronavirus tried to slow us down in any way and recover everything. Coming Sunday, I'll talk about that more. But as we do outreach, we also do inreach, reaching out to our people, people within the church. And the meaning of that is if you know anybody among us who you haven't seen for a while, maybe he's challenged by one distraction or the other, or backslided into the world or anything like that. You have those informations, you will let us know. At the church admin with their names and numbers, and then we can also go after them and find out what's wrong and see how we can get them established back in the Lord. Now that is part of what we shall be working on in the workforce meeting. And also, anyone who, you know, has some family crisis, especially marital issues. We are setting up a team of people that will help us. We have so many problems coming from homes here and there that we are setting a team of people up that will help handle marital situations and then help us to look into it and so on and so forth. You also let us know about that. And then the other one, I'll mention that in the workforce meeting. Now, that is workforce meeting after this service. Now, from tomorrow, the midday services resume, the midday worship. That is 12 to 1, and the evening is off now, so things are gradually coming back to normal. And then Tuesday, between 9:30 and 11:30, we shall have the healing and deliverance service. This Tuesday. The reason is, we are having so many people who are coming in for every single day of the week, sick people everywhere, and what we have done before and we are going to do again is that we choose one day in which everybody will come together to be prayed for instead of being here all the time, I mean every day of the week. So this coming Tuesday will be the novel one is somebody happy? Really? Alright, ensure you come on time because it's going to be very, very sharp and the Lord will help us. Wednesday is preservation service for the month of joy and fulfillment. Communion of escape, oil of preservation. Come with your communion things and invite your loved ones. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Saturday is Dunamis Home Church. The DHC is a place of strength, is a place for growth, is a place for stability, is the place where you cannot be lost on your own and nobody is aware. Is the place where the brethren surrounds you with fellowship and strength and love and unity. Is the place where the devil is not permitted to do any overtime on your life. Saturday by 6 p.m. And if you are here and you are already a member of the Dunamis Home Church, can I see your hand up? That's right. Can you see all the people there? all members of the Dunamis Home Church, God bless you in Jesus' precious name. If you are here and your house is one of the places we are using as a home church location, let me see your hand. I prophesy upon you, the Lord release the blessing upon that house in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Now, are we ready for, do we have the home church forms? Can we get ready for that against next Sunday? Now, if you are not yet a member of the home church, can I see your hand? All right, God bless you. Now, if the camera can show any of the home church desk outside there, on your way out, just see them around the home church desk, and they will let you know which home church you can belong to near your house, or whether they can plant one near you. Also, if you want to give your home as a home church location, you can also consult our home church desk at the entrances, and the Lord bless you. By next Sunday, home church, please, let's have the forms ready so that people can be given in the course of the service. God bless you in Jesus' name. And like I said, coming Sunday is Holy Ghost service. Sunday 8 a.m. And Sunday 10 a.m. By the time the whole place is jammed soon, we shall then return back to the 6 a.m. service, 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Very, very shortly, for the sake of those who are addicted to that 6 a.m. service. Somebody say a loud amen. Are you ready for the blessing right now? Father, we thank you for this communion. We ask that it's blessed, and as it is released, let your power go into operation in Jesus' precious name. So go on ahead, let the communion be distributed. Once you receive it, you'll be upstanding, and then we can pray on the communion, and then you can take the communion. I think for the sake of completion, if you are here in Dunamis for the first time, just because of rounding off now, you can also join us forward, carry your Bibles and bags, so that we can receive you at the same time with those who came out to surrender their life to Jesus. You are here in Dunamis for the first time. Let us receive you right in the front. God bless you. Place one hand on your head as a point of contact for the release of the blessing. The communion continues to be passed, but to save time, we are going to be making the declarations. And then if you have your communion, one hand is on the head, the other hand is stretching out the communion to receive this declaration. At the end of the day, you will receive it. The Bible said, God spoke to the priest, upon this wise shall the priest bless the people. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Open your heart and receive this declared and decreed blessing right now. Let's go.
We declare the blessing of God upon you today in the name of Jesus. We declare today, this month that we have stepped into, we deliver into your hands all your expectations in the name of Jesus. Whatever was delayed from the beginning of the year till date, today we declare in October they shall be released into your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare right now war against antimarital spells in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We frustrate that satanic agenda against your life. We declare your marital establishment establishment, and we declare your marital fulfillment for those married in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And with it, we declare the release of your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare the blessings of God upon your children. They are preserved. No weapon fashioned against them will prosper. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. I prophesy today the following 8 prophetic decrees. Number 1, in this month of October, number 1, the Lord grant you the blessing of his presence. I said the Lord grant you the blessing of his presence. The Lord grant you the blessing of his presence. The Lord grant you the blessing of his presence. 2. The Lord release upon you the blessing of joy and fulfillment. The blessing of joy, fulfillment, and peace. The blessing of joy, fulfillment, and peace. Everything that has put your joy under pressure, this month they are arrested and released from your life. In the name of Jesus. Number 3, the Lord perfect his plan and purpose for your life.
Amen.
The Lord perfect his plan and purpose for your life.
Amen.
The Lord perfect his plan and purposes for your life.
Amen.
The Lord perfect his plan and purpose for your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
4. The Lord take you into deeper realms of spirituality. 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 In the name of Jesus. 5. The Lord frustrate every satanic agenda against your life in this season. Everything projected against you in the season we are is hereby frustrated in the name of Jesus. Number 6, the Lord reverse every curse, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every witchcraft curse, every occultic curse against your life in this season. I declare by the mandate and mantle of God upon my life, they are reversed. Seven, the Lord give you the blessing of life in this season, in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of strange disease, every arrow of sudden death, whether thrown at you, your family, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your loved ones, these arrows are retrieved and fired back as sender. They are retrieved and fired back as sender in the name of Jesus. Number 8, the Lord caused this last quarter of the year to be your best quarter of the year. This last quarter of the year to be your best quarter of the year. All the things that were meant for you in the first, second, and third quarter that did not enter your hands, I declare them released in this quarter. So shall it be. Take that communion and receive this song. B flat. As you live here today, as you step into the month of October, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you. I am that I am keep you. Adonai, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and
give you peace. In everything you do, I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. Oh, and be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those in the front, please remain. Cause his face to shine upon you. And we'll see you back this week from Monday. God bless you. And bless you. And bless you. In the name of Jesus.